Psilocybin is a psychedelic compound that has shown promise for treating certain mental health conditions. Illinois Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton reports, one Illinois lawmaker is working to legalize the drug for supervised adult use.
Justin Wiggs says he had a taste for adventure as a teen. He joined the Marine Corps after graduating from high school. At the time, the U.S. was at war with Iraq. Wigg was deployed there twice.
I knew what I signed up for, but then the reality of being sent over to go fight a war is a different thing.
When he got back, he struggled. All of his friends had college stories, but he had war stories.
And was kind of thrown into the chaos of what we call civilian life, the real world. And, you know, there's a lot of safety nets that the military provides you that, you know, all of a sudden you've got to figure that stuff out on your own.
He was never formally diagnosed with PTSD, but Wigg, who lives in Lombard, says he suffers from depression and a short temper. He tried antidepressants, but they didn't help. He says he had some success with cannabis, and that made him curious about other plant-based medicines. He decided to travel to Peru for an ayahuasca retreat, where participants consume psychedelic brews. Wigg says it really helped. He resonates with an analogy coined by a psychedelics researcher that compares the mind to a ski slope. The shift in his mindset before and after treatment felt like a fresh coat of snow.
It's like a mountain, right? Like a ski hill. Your brain gets these patterns ingrained in it, and it might not be the best way to do it, but it's the only way that you've figured out how to do it. And then after a dose or a treatment, it's like a fresh snowfall, and it covers all those tracks and gives you an opportunity to handle situations differently than you have in the past and to just look at things with a fresh perspective and a fresh set of eyes.
The idea that the brain can be rewired this way is backed by science. Dr. Joshua Woolley is a psychiatrist at the University of California, San Francisco. He's never met Wigg, but many patients in his research studies report similar experiences. Woolley studies the effects of psilocybin coupled with psychotherapy for the treatment of depression. He says there's still a lot we don't know, but the research is promising. The hypothesis is that psilocybin increases the plasticity of the brain, meaning people can start to feel unstuck from their former ways of thinking, and the effects can be long-lasting.
People can get huge improvements in their mental health. We and others have shown big improvements in depression, for example. And unlike antidepressants like SSRIs, you know, Prozac, we're talking about a single dose of this drug, and then people feel better for weeks to months.
So far, two states, Oregon and Colorado, have decriminalized psilocybin and opened up access to the drug for adults in supervised settings. A bill introduced in Illinois would follow a similar model. The bill's lead sponsor is Democratic State Senator Rachel Ventura. She says the bill would set up an advisory board to determine the best practices.
There would be licensed facilitators who would be the ones sitting with you, and they would be in a licensed service center. These are not necessarily your typical doctor offices or a psychiatrist office. Individuals would need a certain level of criteria and then go through a training program and become licensed by the state in order to do this work.
Ventura says patients will also have to meet a certain criteria and participate in a risk analysis and preparation session to see if they'd be a good candidate. Dr. Woolley at UCSF says the risk of bad outcomes are relatively low, especially when candidates are screened. But he'd prefer states wait until the drug is approved by the FDA before opening up access.
Like what they're doing in Oregon, what it sounds like what Illinois is proposing, is that it's a little bit like a pseudo FDA. It's supervised, but it's not, you can't make treatment claims because that's what the FDA regulates, but it's kind of non-specific healing. And that's a kind of a gray zone that is very challenging. These drugs are not benign. They're powerful, and sometimes people have problems.
But Senator Ventura says there's no time to waste because there's an urgent need for new mental health treatments.
We have a mental health crisis right now. We have people who are burnt out and have tried everything. They've done lots of different types of therapy, behavioral health, SSRIs, and while all of those things have benefits, for the individual that it doesn't quite cut it, those individuals are really looking for a new tool in the toolbox.
Ventura says she's made tweaks to the language of the bill in hopes of winning bipartisan support and getting this bill to the governor's desk. I'm Alyssa Eaton, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Learn more in a story from Illinois Student Newsroom at ipmnewsroom.org.